number here for you to bring up whatever you want on this live New Year's Eve edition of the program is 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. Coming up, an absolutely outrageous ban that is taking effect in mere hours. And this is a ban that could affect absolutely everyone. In fact, it probably does affect absolutely everyone that lives within the town in which this ban will be enacted. We'll tell you more about that here in a moment. We're going to continue with your calls as well. And by the way, it is, at least in some time zones, Tuesday at this point. So that means it's time for Twitter Tuesday. If you are a Twitterer, you may tweet at us. And that means tweeting with the at symbol and then the words Free Talk Live all run together as one word. Put that somewhere in your tweet, preferably not the first word of the tweet, because apparently if you do it as the first word, then some people can't see it. Some of your friends or whatever can't. It doesn't show up on their feeds.
It's bad.
As I understand it. But if you tweet something at Free Talk Live, then we'll see it. It'll pop up on our you know, little radar, and we will then click your profile and follow you in return. It is Twitter Tuesday from now until actually the end of Tuesday. And that's over at our, well, I guess not on our Twitter profile. It's on your Twitter profile. If you do it, we'll follow you back. That's how it works. So 855-450-FREE. Let's go back to Will. I'm not convinced Will is a real person. I mean, he's a real person speaking into the phone, but I don't know if you're being honest with us about your belief systems. You really you made it sound like you
honest?
Huh?
Why don't you think I'm being honest?
I don't know. It's just hard to believe somebody wouldn't care about other human lives around
I
the
recognize
world.
Your voice, so I feel
of
like
course,
you're you have called this show on more than
why?
One occasion.
Of course, what?
I care about human lives.
Just not children?
Just not children from other countries?
Not terrorist children trying to destroy human lives.
Okay, so exactly when did these 100, I think it's 100, I might have the number wrong, 100 plus children that have died from Obama's drone campaign, exactly when did they get found guilty of terrorism?
Yeah, you don't find a terrorist guilty of terrorism.
You just kill them without a trial. I mean, some of these kids are like 3 and 4 and 5 years old.
Well, I mean, you know, you're going to make mistakes. I'm sure some of those guys made mistakes. But
I think it's pretty good trolling here. What were you actually calling about?
Well,
alcohol.
I was about the trajectory for 2013 and how I think the outlook's pretty good.
All right, give me an example. What do you mean?
Well, first of all, there's going to be more jobs. Because Obama has a service nation program that youth can participate in. And, you know, they say youths are out of a job these days. They're not. There's a job waiting for them. Law enforcement jobs are going through the roof. The prison industry is exploding. And
if you can't be part of the prison, if you can't be a guard in the prison industry, you can always
be in a cell.
Go commit a crime and be in a cell. There'll be three hots and a cot waiting for you there.
Well, it's better than being out in the streets murdering and raping people and doing drugs.
Well, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. I thought that was a pretty good troll.
The majority of people who are in prison are in for.
I think it was inaccurate to call him a crank, Mark. I don't think
that's
a
troll.
I think that was a troll. I don't think he actually believed what he was saying.
I don't either.
But he was pretty good at responding in the kind of classic jingoistic manner, pro-government manner. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. So, let's continue the story.
I think that libertarians have the hardest time pretending to be the statists, because you know statists truly believe it, whereas the libertarians kind of
I don't know, because a lot of libertarians used to be statists, so it's you're just channeling the old you.
I think you have a very difficult time doing it. I mean, you know, like the things
well,
that he pointed out.
It's hard to say it and sound sincere.
Well, like he was the three things he pointed out as far as jobs go, and I don't know that I agree with the predictions of the previous callers. I don't think that the necessarily employment's going to go down, and I tend to think that unemployment is going to decrease as time goes by, not increase this year. And I think that this year is going to be better than the last year as far as the economy goes. That's what I see. But you know, the three things that he mentioned were prison guards, police officers.
Yeah.
And what was the third one? The first one that he mentioned?
I don't remember.
I can't remember. But it was another kind of sort of a status
government thing. Oh, no, it was
the Job Corps. The president's,
the National Service Program. Which hasn't actually started yet, so maybe he's predicting that for 2013.
I don't know. It does seem like they've got something that's going on.
Well, there's always AmeriCorps, but the real National Service Program has been kind of touched on and discussed over the last decade. Hasn't really come into fruition yet. So we've been talking about prohibition, original alcohol prohibition, which thankfully we don't have today. There's still some remnants of it, like blue laws and dry counties and government-run alcohol distribution. But it's not like it used to be. And so alcohol is manufactured in safe environments. But back in the day, the government was actually poisoning alcohol for the purpose of literally killing the users. Or attempting to scare them into submission.
Yeah, they said scare was the idea, as though dead people are easily scared.
But they didn't care that the people were losing their lives. It was, you're just a souser. Or souser?
Souser.
Anyway, the country's defiant response to the new laws shocked, this from Slate.com, shocked those who sincerely and naively believed that the amendment would usher in a new era of upright behavior. Because you can legislate morality, right? Because you can tell people by law what they should do, and they will do it every single time. Oh, wait, no, they won't.
It doesn't work.
It's been proven again and again and again, and I guess people don't pay attention, or they think that this new law, if they just write it in the right, maybe we just wrote it the wrong way. We need to put a comma here and an and over there and cross out that or, and then people will pay attention and really care about what we write in these laws.
Well, it's funny that so many people are opposed to laws that enforce morality in the form of religion. But they don't see it that way when it comes to drug prohibition, for example.
Rigorous enforcement had managed to slow the smuggling of alcohol from Canada and other countries, but crime syndicates responded by stealing massive quantities of industrial alcohol used in paints and solvents, fuels, and medical supplies.
I could never believe that somehow they could prevent alcohol from being moved from Canada or Mexico. I never understood this. I mean, try to consider 100 years ago. Stopping alcohol from coming from Canada or Mexico. I mean, as a Canadian...
Well, they slowed it, but that's about it.
As a Canadian, you could you could travel all across your country with alcohol, as much alcohol as you wanted. So you could pick, let's go in through Alberta.
Mm-hmm.
And... I mean, the amount of roads there must have been at this time when there were actually towns that were split by these lines, how they could have figured out who was coming where. I mean, little back roads and things like this. I just couldn't imagine. And then Mexico, I mean, these are highly unpopulated areas. I mean, were they catching them coming into the cities or something like that?
Couldn't tell you.
I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
Well, they're going to make some busts just like they do today, and the borders, there's still people coming through. I mean, they're going to tout as much as they possibly can to make it look like they're having an impact, and historians will believe them, I'm sure, but you never can tell how much is coming through otherwise. All you ever can get a pulse on is the amount that you bust, right? So you can only extrapolate the total amount coming through based on what you've busted, which, of course, any amount above what you've busted is pure speculation. Maybe it's 10 times the amount, maybe it's 20 times, maybe it's 100 times the amount. Have no clue.
It would seem like the smart bootlegger would be incredibly wealthy and impossible to catch. I mean, sliding through places in New Mexico and Arizona 100
sure.
years ago. I mean, we're not talking about, populated areas like they are today.
Yeah.
100 years ago, just sliding through, it would be no difficulty getting into the United States and then finding some, let's meet up 100 miles west of Chicago. I'll meet up with you and drop something off in Edgington, Illinois.
Well, I think that you have a point about getting it into the country for sure, but there were less roads then. You know what I mean? And the cars were only able to,
you couldn't go off-road, that's
right,
for sure.
Right, exactly. So there were less roads back then, so you pretty much had to go through the main cities. And I think in a lot of cases, like other gangs basically would be waiting for you.
Quite possible.
So they were stealing alcohol from industry, and then they would use that, what they would normally use in paints and solvents and such, and then redistill that. The criminals would redistill it to make it potable. And then we'll continue with more of the story here in just a moment. 855-453. As we get closer to midnight Eastern time, We're here with you live, 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. SACL, CAI, toll free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find on our website. Once again, freetalklive.com, live New Year's Eve edition of the program. We've been talking about prohibition, which is kind of relevant to tonight, considering a lot of people are imbibing alcohol and are doing it without concern for their health. Because, they still should be concerned because you can still poison yourself if you drink too much of it. But back in the day during Prohibition, if you were acquiring alcohol through illegal sources, as most people who were drinking were, there was a chance that you could get some bad bathtub gin and could hurt yourself or possibly end up dead. In the case of about 10,000 individuals in this country, they died because of poisoned alcohol, and they were poisoned at the behest of the U.S. federal government. That's the story that Slate.com is telling and we're sharing with you. So they're talking about how crime syndicates were stealing massive amounts of industrial alcohol. And industrial alcohol is basically grain alcohol, says Slate, with some unpleasant chemicals mixed in to render it undrinkable. The U.S. government started requiring this denaturing process in 1906 for manufacturers who wanted to avoid the taxes levied on potable spirits. The U.S. Treasury Department, charged with overseeing alcohol enforcement, estimated that by the mid-1920s, some 60 million gallons of industrial alcohol were stolen annually to supply the country's drinkers. In response, in 1926, President Calvin Coolidge's government decided to turn to chemistry as an enforcement tool. Some 70 denaturing formulas existed by the 1920s. Most simply added poisonous methyl alcohol into the mix. Others used bitter-tasting compounds that were less lethal, designed to make the alcohol taste so awful that it became undrinkable.
Mm.
To sell the stolen industrial alcohol, the liquor syndicates employed chemists to renature the products, returning them to a drinkable state. The bootleggers paid their chemists a lot more than the government did, and they excelled at their job. Stolen and redistilled alcohol became the primary source of liquor in the country. So federal officials ordered manufacturers to make their products far more deadly. By 1927, the new denaturing formulas included some notable poisons, kerosene and brucine, a plant alkaloid closely related to strychnine, gasoline, benzene, cadmium, iodine, zinc, mercury, salt, nicotine, ether, formaldehyde, chloroform, camphor, carbonic acid, quinine, and acetone.
And now this is the nature of the black market. In the black market, people are just looking around for, give me some liquor. And it's different than a situation where, you know, today where you go to a liquor store and you look around for whatever it is that...
whatever version of liquor
you're looking for. I mean, try to imagine for a second, you know, pick your version of alcohol, Grey Goose.
Mm-hmm.
Try to imagine Grey Goose vodka, which has spent... you know, millions, untold millions of dollars marketing itself in order to appear as though it's so much better than the rest of the vodkas, when I think vodkas are almost entirely taste the same. But, you know, maybe...
Well, don't they have, like, the whipped cream ones and things like that?
Well,
now?
there's different flavors in them.
I'm a vodka person. That's my drink of choice, and I definitely have a brand preference. It's actually not Grey Goose, but... And I'm willing to go down to a certain notch, but I'm not willing to buy the $8.99 plastic bottle one. You know, I think that tastes worse.
I'd be interested in seeing a taste test.
A blind test
of these things.
Now, I don't drink it straight, so that would be kind of hard.
Well, that's really the only way you're going to know. And it's, you know, a lot of it's in the labeling, but it doesn't really matter. Can you imagine Grey Goose for a second putting kerosene or strychnine in their, in their liquor? Well, why would these people do it? Well, because they have no brand to build.
Well, no. It's the industrial suppliers that are adding this stuff to their product.
Well, yeah.
In case that wasn't made clear.
Well, no, the chemists are re-naturing it, though, with all kinds of different products to make it drinkable again.
Well,
it was denatured and then renatured, right?
No. Yes. Okay. Yes and no. It was denatured, and then they would renature it to make it drinkable again. So the government started demanding that these industrial manufacturers... make it more deadly. Put more of these denaturing products in it. Make it more difficult to renature it.
Okay,
industrial manufacturers who are adding the gasoline, benzene, cadmium, iodine.
No, it's the government. The industrial manufacturers are only doing
what
they're
said. At the behest of the government.
Right.
But they're not selling to drinkers. They're selling to, you know, manufacturers and suppliers and things like that. So, is it clear what's happening?
I guess. That's not what I got from it, but okay.
Okay, so I'll just go back over it real quick. Federal officials ordered manufacturers to make their products far more deadly due to the fact that the bootleggers were successfully renaturing the alcohol at one point. Then by mid-1927, the new denaturing formulas included notable poisons like kerosene and brucine and the rest of that.
So the new denaturing formulas had this kerosene and strychnine in it.
Correct, and the denaturing formulas were what the government was forcing these companies to.
Okay, denatured, renatured.
The denatured
formulas.
They're adding these formulas to make it more difficult for them to renature it, for the crooks to renature the alcohol.
I see where I went wrong.
So, now that we're clear on that, let's move on here. The Treasury Department also demanded more methyl alcohol be added, up to 10% of the total product. It was the last that proved most deadly. The results were immediate. Starting with that horrific holiday body count in the closing days of 1926, public health officials responded with shock. The government knows it's not stopping drinking by putting poison in alcohol, said the New York City medical examiner at a hastily organized press conference, yet it continues its poisoning processes, heedless of the fact that people determined to drink are daily absorbing that poison. Knowing this to be true, the United States government must be charged with the moral responsibility for the deaths that poison liquor causes, although it cannot be held legally responsible.
Yep.
So there's your answer. Of course, morally they're responsible, but legally it's completely legal.
That's
when they say to kill people.
Working for the state means you never have to say you're sorry.
His department issued warnings to citizens detailing the dangers in whiskey circulating in the city, saying that practically all the liquor that's sold in New York today is toxic. Read 1928 alert.
That's what they want you to say, right? That's what the government wanted them to say.
He publicized every death by alcohol poisoning, assigned his toxicologist, Alexander Gettler, to analyze confiscated whiskey for poisons. That long list of toxic materials cited earlier came in part from studies done by the New York City Medical Examiner's Office. Norris also condemned the federal program for its disproportionate effect on the country's poorest residents. Wealthy people, he pointed out, could afford the best whiskey available, because, you know, if you're buying the cheap stuff, they go over this in Boardwalk Empire, where there's, you know, a lot of the watered down whiskey that's out there is obviously available to anybody, but the wealthy are willing to pay top dollar for some kind of smuggled some smuggled bottle straight from the UK or Canada or whatever that's still intact with, you know, the original labeling and all that.
Well, they all of the politicians and the gangsters that are in the show, they always have very nice bottles of liquor in their offices.
Yep. So most of the people sickened and dying were those who cannot afford expensive protection and deal in low-grade stuff. And the numbers were not trivial. In 1926, in New York City, 1,200 were sickened by poisonous alcohol and 400 died. The following year, deaths climbed to 700. These numbers were repeated in cities around the country as public health officials nationwide joined in the angry clamor. Furious anti-prohibition legislators pushed for a halt in the use of lethal chemistry. Only one possessing the instincts of a wild beast would desire to kill or make blind the man who takes a drink of liquor, even if he purchased it from one violating the prohibition statutes, proclaimed Senator James Reed of Missouri at the time. Officially, the special program ended only once the 18th Amendment was repealed in December of 1933, but the chemist's war itself had faded away before then. Slowly, government officials quit talking about it, and when Prohibition ended and good grain whiskey reappeared, it was almost as if the craziness of Prohibition had never happened. More coming up.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. one-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here. It is the live New Year's Eve edition of the program, and the toll-free number is 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
We've been talking about prohibition throughout the night here tonight, and we're going to continue that discussion because there's something new that's going to be prohibited in a town in Massachusetts. Julia has the shocking news for us on that. But first,
you've been hearing about bitcoins here on Free Talk Live for quite some time. The number of people using them around the world is exploding, and it really is. The numbers are skyrocketing. And if you've got a business and you want to accept bitcoins but don't know how, you're in luck. BitPay has made it easy for you. Thanks to BitPay, there's now an easy way for any website, charity, or retail store to accept bitcoins and have them instantly converted into cash, deposited right into your bank account. The fees are much lower than credit cards, and there's no risk of a chargeback or fraud. Visit BitPay.com and get started. It's BitPay.com.
There's actually a story over at FreeTalkLive.com, second story from the top as we speak. Bitcoin to be regulated in 2013 as submitted by Lounge Daddy. Sounds kind of fear-mongering.
Yeah, I don't believe it for a second.
I haven't had the time to take a look at it, and I don't see that happening. What they might try to do is regulate some of the companies that are dealing with bitcoins. But ultimately, Bitcoin itself, there's no way that the government could possibly regulate that. It's totally decentralized. It is something that is out of their grasp. There's no central office for Bitcoin. There's no location they can go to physically raid or somehow stop the executives, because there are no executives. There is no Bitcoin corporation.
Yeah, I don't see it either.
It's an open source thing. But that doesn't mean they couldn't go after, you know, some company that is dealing with, like, a bank over in France that has begun taking Bitcoins or something. I've heard rumor about this. I don't know if it's true, but you know, that would be possible to regulate, because then you've got a business entity existing in a physical space subject to some government's jurisdiction. To their mind, that would be their only way to do it. That wouldn't be regulating Bitcoin. It would be attempting to control the kind of the ends of Bitcoin, which is not good. Not a good thing if it happens. We'll keep our eyes on that news.
Yeah, I'm
time develops.
I would hate to see something like that happen.
But one thing they can regulate is what you, or they try at least, they failed during alcohol prohibition, and it'll be interesting to see to what extent they fail in Concord, Massachusetts. Julia, you've got a story about a ban going into effect here in mere hours, probably at the stroke of midnight tonight. January 1st is when this begins. What are they banning?
Yes, so this is from the Boston Globe. Concord prepares for ban on single-serving water bottles. Single-serving plastic water bottles will soon be stripped from the shelves of stores, restaurants, and vending machines in Concord as businesses prepare for the town's ban on the sale of such containers, which takes effect on Tuesday. With its town meeting vote last spring, Concord apparently became the first community in the nation to outlaw the bottles in an effort to improve the environment.
But this has been coming down the pipe for some time.
There has been a lot of talk about this.
Yeah.
You know, this is so irritating to me. I mean, when I travel, I always buy a bottle of water on the road because it's convenient.
I've got a pack of them in my car.
So, I don't know. Anyway, with its town meeting, they'll be the first community. With opposition is mounting among some residents, business owners, and the bottled water industry. Some residents are preparing to submit a citizen's petition for the upcoming town meeting in April that would seek to overturn
care about that.
The law. Yep. As a mother of three kids, I'm in favor of banning assault weapons, not harmless water, which kind of is irritating because, you know, if everybody just gets, everybody has their opinion on
right.
what should be a ban, right? And we're all right about it.
Well, lady, you already live in Massachusetts.
It's a word.
Rest assured, assault weapons are pretty much banned.
You win!
And, of course, people can still smuggle weapons in, just as they will probably be smuggling water bottles around town as well.
Once the new bylaw takes effect in the new year, plastic water bottles, one
liter
or less.
It's not a law, it's
less.
A bylaw.
What is that?
I don't know, some little
legalese.
Law.
Go look it up. Grab your legal dictionaries, everyone. Oh, you don't have one?
Too bad. Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
How much?
I know that's a maxim that was created in the 12th century, back when common law was very simple and the average individual would know whether they were aggressing against somebody else, and that's why they said that ignorance of the law is no excuse. But today, when there's more laws than an individual can read in four lifetimes, the maxim still stands.
Well, make sure you go and get yourself your legal dictionary, which only costs you, I don't know, $50 or something like that. Everybody's got one on their bookshelf, right?
No. I mean, this is the internet.
You really can't find legal definitions very easily on the internet.
It
the current versions of Black's Law Dictionary and Bouvier's or whatever ones are currently out there. I know Black's is being updated. But the current the current versions of those are not available digitally. You would have to subscribe to Black's website in order to be to have access to their definitions online. There's an old version of Black's that has been released due to the fact that the copyright has expired on it from the late 1800s. You can acquire legal definitions from back then, but those definitions have changed some of them in the last 100 years.
We got to change those things. Can't keep them the same.
Once the new bylaw takes effect in the new year, plastic bottles 1 liter or less cannot be sold in Concord. Even six packs or cases of individual bottles cannot be sold.
Wow.
For the average Concord citizen,
damn,
this is a really small change, said Jill Appel, one of the bylaws proponents. The intent of this is to start
small
changing
change.
Habits and start getting back to the tap. Now, so I have a comment about that. I have a plastic water bottle that is for the purpose of filling it up and bringing it around, but it's kind of a pain in the butt to clean because they're usually not dishwasher safe.
Mm-hmm.
And then so water just sits in it.
It gets funky after
and it gets
a while.
Funky. Yeah. And so it's kind of like I like, if I'm traveling, the freshness of water bottles, because I don't really want to drink water that's been sitting there.
You'll have to drink Sunkist now.
Well,
oh, right, yeah, so totally fine, apparently, under this law.
Water
to,
with sugar in it,
right,
is okay.
Drink a carbonated beverage, have some alcohol, but you can't drink water from a bottle, a plastic bottle. It was just,
you can
just
drink
plastic
the water
or glass included?
It doesn't
just plastic.
Okay.
It doesn't claim that you can't drink water from a plastic bottle. You just can't sell single-serving bottles.
Right.
So you can have a water bottle.
You can possess
it? You can possess it. And I think that it's better if you're going to drag water around like, you know, I do. And my wife, there's, you know, my wife always makes sure that we got water in case we're marooned or something. You know, it's to have some kind of other device. And she's always concerned about these BPHs or something. I don't know.
BPAs. Some,
yeah, whatever they are.
The evil plastic poisons are going to leach into your water.
Whatever it is. And, you know, I mean, if somebody says that that stuff's out there, then why not get the type of plastic that doesn't have it? I don't know. But
I'm just saying, like, I've tried to do this in the past, and for me it just doesn't work out because, like, in situations where I'm at home, I have a cup that I use, or at work, I have a cup that I use that I just rinse out and fill
sure.
up. So that's, I used filtered water from the tap at those places. But if I'm traveling, I've found over the years that I fill the bottle up, then it just gets left in the car
yep.
or something like that.
Stays there.
And I have to clean it out, and it's kind of a pain in the butt to clean out. It kind of just stays smelly. And
you don't want to clean out one of those things.
I enjoy... If I'm traveling, I like getting a new fresh water bottle.
There's no excuse for this. It doesn't matter, you know, when it comes down to it. I want water in a 12-ounce bottle. I don't want to buy it in a gallon bottle. And who are these people that suggest that, you know, that it should be otherwise? And I also...
Apparently people that are totally okay with people buying water in glass bottles because, well, apparently that's not bad for the environment. Throw away a bunch of glass bottles? Is that...
I don't know. I don't think that they're going to sell water in glass
well,
bottles.
The funny
How about
thing...
Perrier?
The fancier
water is sold in glass bottles.
Perrier has plastic bottles, too. And Perrier is a mineral water, which I suspect probably isn't going to count in the same way.
But going to
it
any...
contains something.
Okay, well, we don't have those details on what they're defining water
right.
as.
I want to know, I mean, what if they put a little spritz of lemon in it
yeah.
that's undetectable?
Like, what about vitamin waters and things
right.
like that?
Yeah. I'm sure that the vitamin waters are going to fly. I mean, you know, if they add one thing to this water, is it no longer, I mean, you know, but it's not worth doing for Concord frickin' Massachusetts. I mean, you know, I mean, here's
to
a...
change your manufacturing process
Here's
for
a
that?
Pimple
yeah.
on the butt of America. Who cares?
Yeah, how many people live in Concord, Massachusetts?
It's not that big. It made it sound like it was a town when they said town meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah, so stand by. We'll continue this discussion here in moments. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Even in the remaining moments of this final edition of Free Talk Live for 2012, New Year's Eve live edition, we'll continue. This is Free Talk Live, 855-453.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising costs of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. SACL, C-A-I, toll free line. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy all the features completely free. So once again, freetalklive.com. Live New Year's Eve edition of the show. Of course, January 1st means new laws going into effect all across the country. And if naturally, you've received a fax of every single one of those new laws that affects your area, and you will be poring over them this evening to make sure that you are in compliance when you wake up tomorrow.
That sounds like a good way to spend your New Year's Eve.
Yay.
No, you won't. Of course not. Nobody reads these things. No one has any idea what new laws are being passed, except for the very occasional one that makes it into the news that might then make it somehow across your vision or your ears. And this is one of them. It's Concord, Massachusetts, banning the sale of all... What kind of water? We just dug up the details.
It was non-carbonated, non-flavored water. So just standard issue water.
So a regular bottle of water going to be banned for sale in Concord, Massachusetts as of tomorrow, as of a few hours from now. But if you've got a glass bottle, if your water is the fancy water, because the fancy imported waters, you've seen these things, right? Maybe you've been in a hotel room or at some convenience store and you've noticed there's like a $5 bottle of water there and it's in glass. You can get this stuff. Apparently, you'll still be able to buy those in Concord. That's fine.
I don't know about the mineral water. I mean, that doesn't necessarily fit into the flavored or
isn't it carbonated though?
No, not all the time. Some of it is, but there's water that's, you know, non-carbonated mineral water out there. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether this will fit into the.
Do they sell
not.
Those in plastic bottles? The mineral
yes,
water?
Yes, they do, and they have flavored versions and non-flavored versions. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is, you know, I mean, this is a stupid thing to do because when the average person pulls over at the convenience store and they want to get a beverage that, you know, they want to get water.
Right. Just I don't want to get soda. I don't ever want to get soda.
But what you're going to do in Concord, Massachusetts, if you did, you're just going to grab some, you know, mildly flavored water now.
Right. And it's all
they've done. All they've done is made this, you know, this sort of difficult for people. You're not going to go in with a plastic, get a paper cup full of tap water to drive around in your car. I mean, it's just stupid.
Well, there's a local business owner in here who says that when her business, who sells single serving bottles to drink, she says when they run out of water, even though they offer free tap water, everybody else just buys other drinks in a bottle.
Yeah,
people that's what
don't
they're looking
want. They want the container.
So they've actually launched a program here. I was looking at, there's only two versions of this story online that I can see. There's the Boston Globe one that you've got, Julia. There's another one from the Patch, the Concord Patch. And again, we're talking about Concord, New Hampshire, or excuse me, Concord, Massachusetts, which is near Boston, as I understand it. Mm-hmm. But their story, there's the original story from back when it was passed, and they show this audience full of people raising their hands and voting on this. And of course, they interviewed the business owners. And then there's the updated one here, and they link over to a website called Concord on Tap, and the website is concordconserves.org, where basically they're trying to sell the idea of tap water to people, and they point out that it's a lot cheaper, and they're right about that. Yep. I mean, tap water's a hell of a lot cheaper
than bottled water. You know, just as good as bottled water, if not better.
But it's not convenient in a lot of cases.
Right.
As you pointed out.
But in some places, tap water, like I can think of a specific city that I go to often on the weekends, Southbridge, Massachusetts, and their tap water is disgusting, Awful. And it is not drinkable. So I wonder what it's like in Concord, Massachusetts. Yeah.
Well, they brag about how highly regulated it is by the EPA and that they're constantly testing their system and that
that's got nothing to do with taste.
Problems will be detected as soon as possible, and they're really trying to pitch people. But if it was really that good of a deal for people to buy to use the tap water, they would use it. And a lot of people do. Like, you know, I don't. If I open up a bottle of water, I have bottles of water here, and when I go somewhere, I always want to have one with me. But I'll refill that two or three times, usually, before I'll throw it out. Because, like you said, you know, it will get funky over time, and I don't like that. So I'll use it a few times. So I get more than one use out of the bottles that I use because I don't want to just go through dollar bottles. You know, I don't want to be spending that kind of money on water.
And most of the people that are really loud about the environment, which it's definitely debatable as to how bad plastic is for the environment, but that's a whole other issue. Mm. Anybody who's really loud about that, they don't buy it, I presume, right? So if you don't want to buy it, if you have a problem with this, then don't buy it. But don't tell everybody else that they can't buy it, too.
Well, I wonder what the penalty is. One of the things we were looking for during the breaks, try to pull up the actual
it's
law.
It's $25 the first infraction, and then $50 after that if you get caught.
If you're selling it.
Selling it.
And you know, maybe it's worth you know, continuing to sell it at $50 a day. You know, if this is what they wanted to do, if they're worried about the plastic bottles, put a deposit on the plastic bottles. I mean, you know, make something like that.
That you could turn them back in for.
It costs money to buy a plastic bottle. You get that money back when you return it in the same way that glass bottles used to work in the past. I'm not recommending this process, but if that's what you wanted to do, there's a better way to do it than just banning water. I mean, with the fattening of America out there, do we really want to propagate
soda
flavored waters and soda and stuff?
That's the other thing that's stupid about this, is that the same people, the same politicians who are doing this are the people that cry that there's an obesity problem and there's a diabetes problem. And what causes that? Sugar is a humongous proponent of that.
And Americans drink a lot of sugary drinks.
Yes, they do.
When I was younger, I mean, this bottled water phenomenon is relatively new.
Right.
I don't remember in 1989 when I disappeared from circulation for nearly a decade. There being that many bottles of water sold in individual...
I don't recall it from being a kid.
And, you know, maybe I just wasn't looking. I could be wrong. But when I would reappear in circulation in 1998, suddenly there's water everywhere. I mean, Pepsi's selling water and Coke selling water. And
Dasani's a Coke brand, I think.
I thought Dasani was Pepsi. But whatever, it doesn't really matter. One of them is, you know, it's whatever it is. And, you know, this is a good thing, I would think. People being hydrated and drinking more water.
It's totally good for me. It's one of the best things you could possibly put in your body. It's absolutely outrageous this is going on. If I lived in Concord, Massachusetts, I would go to the next city council meeting with a chest full of water and just start handing them out to people. Just giving them away. And would they be able to charge me for that?
I don't know.
It sounds to me like this is only applying to people who are selling them. What if I sell something else and give away a free bottle of water with that? What if I sell you a pencil for a dollar and give you a free bottle of water?
There you go. I don't know.
Can I do that? I would do things like this if I were in Massachusetts just to have fun with it.
I don't think that you could do that on the street corner, but if you were going to go to the town meeting, you're just going to have to hand out. You're going to have people with you handing out bottles of water in order to be successful.
Let's go to Sam. He's listening in Texas. Happy New Year's Eve, Sam.
Hey, good evening, you guys. So I've got a quick prediction about 2013. I think in the next few months, the establishment will attack Bitcoin. And just like has happened with gun sales, it will drive interest way up. It will drive the price way up. And it'll be pretty visible. And speaking of which, I was at a sporting goods store today out here in the country. And there were four clerks behind the counter. But because of all this Obama stuff trying to go after guns, there were lines 2 and 3 people deep for each one of those clerks.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
At a gun store.
The normal 100,000 probably rounds that they normally carry were probably dwindled down to about 20,000.
Yeah, I've heard that it's really difficult to ammunition's really difficult to get a hold of right now. Obviously, clips and things like that. At manventureoutpost.com has clips too. It's difficult to get these things right now. AR-15s are flying off the shelves.
Well, yeah, people are afraid that they're going to get banned this coming year.
Legitimately.
And also people that want to profit by buying the magazines and
reselling.
Selling them for $150 later. So for all the city slickers out there who can't ring in the new year, I've got something for y'all. Hold on.
Damn! What was that?
What's I hope that? You're not shooting in the air.
What was that?
A rocket?
Damn. Nice. Good times, man. We haven't had someone call this show and fire weaponry in years. I think the last time was sometime down in Florida.
It's been a long time.
Where some guys called allegedly out in the woods and just fired off some guns.
Well, I just shot out the back door. I opened it first. But
that's good.
You guys.
Thanks, Sam. Appreciate it, man. Yeah, bad idea to shoot in the air.
Yeah, shoot in the air. You can shoot into the ground if you're going to shoot. Do it at an angle. Shoot into a berm. Those are the ways to do it. I mean, certainly, there's always, when you're firing little lead projectiles around, there's always a chance for danger. And I think I saw a story of an 8-year-old with a machine gun that managed to kill himself because his dad let him fire a machine gun. It seems like a terrible idea to me, but you got to be careful with these things.
So I posted the link to this Concord water bottle ban story over at our Twitter and Facebook for you to dig in a little bit further. Maybe some of the Liberty people down in Massachusetts will take action on this. It would be interesting to see people like going and selling water bottles to their friends right at the city council meeting openly. I think that'd be cool. Anyway, it's been Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Happy New Year. Be safe.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.